fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
It is Thursday night, and you're right where you should be, in front of your radio, or you're in TuneIn Radio, or you're streaming at FMTalk1065.com, wherever you need to be, but you're tuning into Common Sense Radio because you want to know the truth. You want to sift through the fake news, get past the propaganda, and know what's really going on in America. And as always, there's a lot going on in America. So welcome to Common Sense Radio. And as always, you're like, how is it possible that they come back every week? How is it possible that they evade the FCC, the FBI, the DHS, you name it, whatever, FCC, you name them all, whatever they are, how do they evade it in return? It is because of this skillful, stealthy skill of our award-winning engineer. Well, okay, he doesn't have an award yet. He's new.
He's getting there.
Brand new. Yeah. He's going to earn an award somewhere soon. But we have Ian Blair is with us as our soon-to-be award-winning engineer.
Soon-to-be award-winning. What's going on, everyone? Ian Blair, your producer extraordinaire, back again on mic.
All right. He's on mic.
He's on
in the
it.
House. And you can tell from that we need adult supervision, and that's why we have our director of quality assurance and executive producer, a co-host, all-around nice gal, Gold Star Wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
It's great to be here.
That's
another
right.
Another week down.
That's right. You it's up to you to save the listeners from Ian and me. So, yeah, all right. Lots going on. Israel is under attack.
Yes.
Israel is at war.
In fact, I have this little red alert thing on my phone. It hasn't went off in years.
And now it's
Monday,
going off.
It started just going off. And it lets you know every time.
There's a rocket launch.
Yeah, it shows you when and where. And so I've been kind of glued to that this week.
No, it's amazing. The reason it's amazing is we took for granted that during the Trump years, we had relative peace in the Middle East.
Well, you would, because we didn't have a media that reported those things.
Right.
Remember.
So. Right. That's
true.
It's
hard to know what you don't have.
One of the things that was very different, President Trump cut off the Palestinian Authority.
Yes.
He cut off their funding.
Yep.
He said, no, till y'all learn how to play well with others, you're not getting any more money. And so what did Biden do? He started funding them again. And what do we have within a couple of months? They're right back at what they were doing. They're not feeding their widows and orphans. They're buying bombs and rockets.
And, you know, I didn't think about it till this week. But remember, he put off his initial call with Bibi Netanyahu. Remember, we all thought,
that's
so weird. It's, you know, it's not traditional. Normally, that's one of the first calls.
Right.
First meetings. And he never really had it.
No.
I don't know if he – did he ever have it?
I don't know if he ever had it.
I think he might have made Kamala call instead or something.
Yeah, she's probably
good. I don't really know. But anyway, looking back,
Bibi, that's a funny name.
You know, the step for bringing the funding back was right behind.
Right, yeah. So now we're back to just daily violence in the Middle East.
Yeah.
You know, Israel's under attack, all this – and then, you know, all the Israel haters are all out there. Oh, the Israeli – what do you mean? The Palestinians are firing rockets into civilian areas. And then, of course, they have no regard for their own people. Where do the and you don't always get this from the news. Where do the Palestinians put their rocket launchers?
As close as they can to little kids and women and
– That's right. They literally
people.
Put them on top of their apartment buildings. Mm-hmm. So that if they try to take them out, they're going to wind up taking out Palestinian civilians.
It's a very ugly,
they're willing to sacrifice them instead of you know saying, "Hey, we want to keep them safe. We're going to fire from over here. We don't want to draw fire." No, they purposely do that. It's disgusting. It's evil. But here we are. We're back to Middle East violence as a daily news item.
And that's how it works. I mean, it's like they smell weakness, and really, you know, the one job the leader of the free world has is to be feared.
Yes.
I mean, think about it. And again, because we don't have a media that ever praised Trump for anything.
Right. No, he got nothing.
I mean, it was almost like we didn't know how good we had it.
Well, that's kind of the point I'm trying to get to. Exactly. Because here's the other thing. What haven't we seen since the 70s? Gas lines.
Yeah. I heard about them.
What the Colonial Pipeline hack?
Yeah,
so a couple of things. I mean, so here we go. We get this hack and we got a price spike. Do you know it hit $6.99 a gallon in Virginia? $6.99. And it's not quite over. The pipeline's back online, but it's not full capacity to take away.
Wow.
But there's long gas lines. There's people all over
the
Eastern Coast in long gas lines trying to get gas. So, we're back to the 70s. Now, the other thing I want to say about the Colonial Pipeline hack is, are we that vulnerable? Because I know we're always getting hacked and attacked, right? Those are happening, and you got to be ready to defend them. The thing that bugs me about the Colonial Pipeline, okay, you guys got hacked. Mm-hmm. But how long did it take what, was a week? It's been a week?
Well, the report...
Was that a week?
I heard was that it happened on Friday, and the president was notified on Saturday. So why did we wait that long? I mean, even so...
He was in the basement sleeping.
That was my point, sort of. I don't think any of us at this point that have been watching even loosely, much less very closely... really think things are not connected.
Well,
now, it doesn't mean we can put it all together, but, like, none of us at this point are too naive to say, this just happened. It could happen to anyone. No, it was not situation.
That's my point is you're kidding me. You got a pipeline, and they could hack it. Okay, I get that part. But it took you a week or so. And actually now I thought they had defeated it. Now the news reports are coming out. They paid the $5 million ransom.
They did. They made it colonial. It made it like a private sector issue. Well, if you want to stay in business, you better pay your ransom. Like, it was just their problem.
It's like,
but this is a huge national security threat.
No, and
I mean, in one way, it could be looked at as an act of war.
It is an act of war.
Do you really think? I mean, I'm just saying, as an observer, that somehow, if it really was some sect of Russian hackers, that Putin didn't give a nod somewhere down the line.
You have to wonder.
I mean, I'm just.
I mean, you have to wonder. And
there's just a lot
who's
of
all,
things.
You got to wonder, how's this connected?
How
what's more
connected?
Behind the scene? And to me, you didn't have an override on that pipeline. There was no, you couldn't like turn it off and then reset it.
Yeah, so I saw a meme that said that. It was like, has anyone tried it pressing reset and turning the knob manually?
Yeah, like, kidding. There's actually valves out there. Actually send people to go turn the valve. Instead of the motor operated. I mean, and I know it's very complicated, but it really, that frightens me that we are that vulnerable.
Right.
And then the other thing, the border crisis is worse than it's ever been. And amazingly enough, I mean, it is demonstrably worse than it's ever been. I mean, even the news can't hide it. They're trying to hide it. They can't hide it. It's all over. And then you got his moron DHS secretary, what's his name? I had it on my, I should have wrote it down. And he's a moron. Doesn't matter. The border is closed. We are only taking unaccompanied children. We are turning back all adults. And it's like
that matter.
That's a bald-faced lie.
Well, he could
and we're watching on TV. You're doing catch and release. Nobody's going back.
Because they're flying them in.
Yeah, they're flying.
So they're just skipping the border.
So here we go. We got a border crisis just getting worse than it's ever been. We got now slowing job growth, disappointing. You know, they were off the mark by, it was like 70% off of what it was supposed to be. Another word we hadn't heard for a while, inflation. April had the largest increase in the CPI in over 10 years. And, you know, so we go, was that just a blip? Well, we've been talking about it. You keep printing money and just pushing it into the, it's almost impossible to avoid inflation. All of this, I'm going to say, what does this remind you of?
Well,
who does this remind you of?
Jimmy Carter.
Carter-esque.
I would say, though, I think when this is said and done, we'll be wishing Jimmy Carter was only Jimmy Carter.
No, Jimmy Carter's.
I mean, honestly.
He's over there in Georgia going, go, Joe, go. Go, Joe, go. Because he's the worst president in history, but Joe could take the.
We can get into more of this after the break, but let's talk about our debt when Carter was president.
Yes.
And now.
Compared to now.
We really didn't have any.
But
so they could control inflation. They can't control it.
No.
Our debt is so deep.
And they're piling on so fast. We need to get in the debt. But the real point I want to bring out is we're Carter-esque. And I hadn't really thought about it, but I was actually interviewed on the Jeff Poor Show on Monday. We did a segment, and he said it. He said, the Biden administration is already starting to feel Carter-esque on the Jeff Poor Show. And Jeff he said it, and I thought, I hadn't thought of it in that terms. And I'm bringing all this up because they're kind of doing it on purpose or not, but they're not able to avoid it.
Donald Trump said this week, Carter mishandled crisis after crisis. Biden is creating crisis after crisis.
Right.
There's your big difference.
Excellent point. There is a big difference. Okay, look, if you've got calls or texts, give us a call or text at 251-343-0106. And I hope some of my 15 followers on MeWe who liked the announcement of the program are listening. Give us a text or call. 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, and we have lines open at 251-343-0106. And oddly enough, we've had no text at that line, 251-343-0106. Not even the haters have sent us an insult. I mean, I'm feeling a little neglected here. So, I mean, you liberals out there, throw some jabs in for us so we know you're out there. Anyway, we were getting into all of the things, that sinking feeling, and it's starting to be Carter-esque.
Oh, yeah.
I know. That's why I think the Democrats are running against the clock. Yeah. Because on one hand, they don't mind these things. They like turmoil.
Yep.
They like disrupting the economy. They like disrupting everything, stagnating everything, attacking the middle class, because making people dependent on government. They like all those things, but they know they've got to run this clock out before the 2022 elections. Or they got to get H.R. 1 passed or something. They either got to get where their cheating's institutionalized, because if they have to face free and fair elections in 22, they know that the people already feel this Carter-esque feeling that everything is going the wrong direction. Name one person in the Biden administration that appears to be competent and mature. Not one. I mean, look, like Buttigieg, whatever.
Like, there's
we got a plan for all the bridges. Yeah, we already got a plan. And it's at the good.
And you're looking at him going, do you have a driver's license?
Yeah. And then you got the Jen Psaki over there, the horrible little.
It's not only all these things going in the wrong direction, you look and you go, oh my gosh, nope, there's nobody at the wheel.
There's
nobody competent.
But they also have like this weird arrogance. Like they're not, it's almost like.
Like, why are you asking about
forever,
the border?
No matter what.
Yeah, Jen's like, why are you asking about the border? I didn't see any videos of people drowning on the Rio Grande or bodies in the desert or child trafficking. No, we don't know anything about that. Why are you asking?
Well,
I mean.
And again, I think what I've always been trying to pound into people's heads, again, it's not just one story. Train yourself to pull out and realize that all these stories do connect somehow. For instance, I found it not strikingly weird that the BLM crowd is also very anti-Israel.
Oh, go figure. Go figure.
So you got all these things. Like, none of this is happening in a vacuum. And,
right.
It's less mind-boggling if
there's not marching orders given out. But
that's kind of
weird. Let me at least say, because we got to talk about debt, but at least James in Florida, we know somebody's out there, it's working. He said, why are the worst politicians mostly lawyers? That's a good question. Really, the worst politicians are also the ones who are career politicians. They've been there forever. And then we have another one. Yes to everything you are saying, but how big of F up is it going to take before Americans wake up?
Well, that was, again, what I'm saying.
But I think they are waking up.
They are.
But they're not being heard.
There you go.
They're not being heard. I think people are. And oddly enough, I think people in blue states are waking up.
They really are. And I think,
well, because they're all masked and quarantined still and locked down and all that. They're living this worse than we are in red
and
states.
Honestly, even some of the sleepy Republicans, there's somewhat of movement on
right.
a few issues. I mean, I've still.
And we need to go to some of those crappy Republicans.
Yeah.
But I want to get your debt thing first.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Talk about the debt, what you were bringing up right before
well,
the break, before
okay.
we go on
so
to the next
one. So one of the ways you can control inflation is with interest rates.
Right.
But kind of the way you do that is by what you're charging the banks
mm-hmm.
and whatnot to loan money.
Right.
So the way you know, the Fed could do these things before was when we really didn't have any debt.
Right.
Because now the way it works out, like, our debt's so high, and then you factor in GDP. I mean, I'm not like a math wizard, but
right.
at the same time, you don't have to be. It's
right.
very basic math, like Dave Ramsey math.
Right.
If you aren't making more than you're bringing in, at some point you can have a loan that's too big to repay.
Exactly.
Okay, I mean, that's all it is.
And that's where we're at.
So you don't have the flexibility to kind of, and like the controls.
Right.
That actually in the 80s,
because
we
they would really use interest rates.
And then you could, like, if you need to, like, flood an economy with cash, you can, to create a certain outcome. Well, now we're kind of doing both of two bad things at once.
Right.
By putting in a bunch of cash into, I mean, it's like a recipe for inflation and devaluing the dollar.
Well, and actually what people got to understand is inflation is not, there's two types of inflation. I can't remember what the economist words are, but one is an increase in prices. The other is an increase in the money supply.
Right.
And the problem is when you increase the money supply, eventually
right.
those prices have to go
they
up because there's
to.
So much more money floating around. And folks, we've been pouring trillions of not new wealth created, not because we got more gold in the bank or anything like that. We just printed it. We didn't even print it. We hit a button and entered a bunch of zeros and said, enter. That $1 trillion
yeah.
now exists, and that is going to have an inflationary. I know what you're
saying.
Well,
and again, that's what Putin was. When I was trying to say, like, these things are related. He said, "We're not going to fight wars with tanks. It'll be with zeros and ones."
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing.
Yes.
Zeros and ones, whether it's a hack of the Colonial Pipeline
yes.
or zeros and ones on the interest rates, because in the 80s. People don't remember, but the interest rates were moved constantly. They're moving them up
right.
and down, trying to make the economy cool
they
off a little
really
bit,
high,
heat up
like
a little
17%.
Bit. Oh, God, they were terrible. I mean, I remember getting a 9% loan on the first townhouse I bought in 1989. And I was like, score.
Or remember,
I was
like
that. What a great rate I got.
It was a good thing to CDs were a great deal.
Oh, yeah. CDs were a great deal.
Yeah.
People put
yeah.
money in CDs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
now, but see, and your point is proven because mm-hmm. in the last 20 years, how much have interest rates really moved?
Not hardly at all.
They're all been relatively low, low, low. And the reason goes back to what you
yes.
said. If they allow the interest rates to go up, we can't afford the payments on our debt.
That's it.
That's we're it. Locked
That's
by
why
the debt.
You'll hear them right now. They'll be like, well, it's just not time. You know, eventually they're never going to raise them.
Right.
I don't think they're ever going to
I don't think they're ever going to raise
no.
them because they can't afford it. They'll bankrupt
That's
the United
right.
States government if they raise the
yeah.
they're They have no choice. They got to keep
exactly.
them low.
Exactly. Yep.
They have no choice. Okay, before we, you're bringing about Republicans and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Liz Cheney is finally gone.
Yeah.
Well, she's
yeah.
not out of the House. She's still got her seat, but that's probably only until next year because she's got plenty of challengers and the people of Wyoming
yeah.
are censuring her. And I mean, my guess is she's leaving Wyoming. There's no reason for
yeah.
her to go back. But now the funny thing is, you know who's rushing to her aid in Wyoming?
Oh, I don't know.
The Democrats.
Oh, yeah. Well, the news.
Both of them.
I mean, in fact, I think she just enjoys the media attention, too.
Yeah. No, I think she does.
Now. Yes. I mean,
she
that's it. It's just so tacky.
The media's all fawning over her. Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi. She is so courageous.
That's what? It's so it's like high school.
It is. It really
like,
is like
really
high
is.
School. But I will tell you something, though. This goes into the battle for the GOP. And I don't think there really is a battle for the GOP. The Democrats want you to think that. The media, that's ridiculous. The Democrat media complex, they're all one
yeah.
the same, want you to think there's a battle for the GOP. Uh-uh. This is Trump's Republican Party. It's populist.
And
It's America first and all that. I'm going to tell you, though, Liz Cheney is not just a rhino. She is a traitor to this country.
Oh, yeah. Like,
she is absolutely aiding and abetting the people who stole the election, who cheated.
She's all that. And she epitomizes why people like us have, you know, we've barely been able to tolerate the Republican Party.
Exactly.
We just have, because there's not been an alternative. And I still don't know if there should be a third party. But, you know, she's the Mitt Romney. She's worse than Mitt Romney in a way.
Well,
who thought it could be possible? But she is. I mean, it's
her and Mitt Romney, they're the Brutuses, right?
Yes.
You think you've got a team, and whenever we make any progress, who stabs us in the back?
It's
usually a Republican that screws it up, not a Democrat.
Yeah.
We know what they're going to do. So I wanted to get that out there. I don't think there's really a battle for the GOP. They know where it's going.
You're right.
They know they can't win without, excuse me, I won't say necessarily they can't win without Trump. They can't win without his policies.
Or his people.
His base.
They need our votes.
Oh, they don't get his base.
They're
done.
Or not.
They're done.
And someone like Liz Cheney's not changing
anybody's
mind.
Well, she was so strident about it, she had to go. So thank God she's finally gone. And it just shows everything she was saying. And then some stuff is coming out. We kind of know it, again, about the 2020 election numbers. They just don't add up. I mean, Donald Trump,
right.
This all came out again this week while she was sitting there going, he's lying about the election and all the fraud. And it's like, wait a minute. Donald Trump got more votes in every demographic from 2016 to 2020. He got more votes in every demographic except white men. He didn't go up in white men, but he got more in every other demographic, and he lost.
Right.
Every Republican won. Contested races across the country. He lost. Every contested legislature was won by Republicans, and we gained two legislatures in Alaska and New Hampshire, and the guy at the top of the ticket, doesn't make sense. And the last thing I want to throw out before we get into other stuff on the other side of the break is, Marjorie Greene Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
She faced down AOC on the House and I guess was just very – very pointed in her challenge to her.
Right.
And now AOC is like, I need a safe space. And Nancy Pelosi goes, that was a verbal assault. And they're like, they're all run. See, they can't stand when they're challenged. All right, we'll take your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio, and at the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor, that is Mission First Mortgage. That is the place you need to go to get qualified financing. You get qualified, approved, and get your financing to buy your dream home or second home or whatever it is you're trying to buy. They can do commercial loans too, whatever you're looking for. Mission First Mortgage is where you need to go. Why? They're mission-focused. They're mission-oriented. Their mission is you. Their mission is your financing. Their mission is your dream home and making sure it doesn't get away. It's a tight real estate market, folks. If you're not qualified, pre-approved, and locked, loaded, and ready to go, you're going to sight that dream home, and it's going to slip away. You got to be ready to pull the trigger as soon as you get it sighted. And how do you do that? You consult with Mission First Mortgage. You call Brian Dewberry at 251-289-1141. Brian's a Marine. He knows about being mission-focused, mission-oriented. Go to Mission1STMortgageInc.com. That's Mission1STMortgageInc.com. Or really, it's just easier. Call Brian, 251-289-1141. Get locked and loaded with your finance and get your dream home, and he brings you wit and wisdom from our 40th president.
My fellow Americans, this is a very special weekend in American life, a time specially set aside to honor our mothers and the mothers of our children. As we do, we acknowledge their role as the heart of our families and reinforce our families as the cornerstone of our society. In our families, and often from our mothers, we first learn about values and caring and the difference between right and wrong. Those of us blessed with loving families draw our confidence from them and the strength we need to face the world. We also first learn at home, and again often from our mothers, about the God who will guide us through life. The mothers we honor this weekend, young or not so young, partners or alone, well-to-do or sometimes agonizingly poor, are as diverse as our varied population. But they share a commitment to future generations and a yearning to improve the world their children will inherit. They shape the America we know today and are now molding the character of our country tomorrow.
perfect. That is our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan, in a radio address to the nation on the observance of Mother's Day, which was the 7th of May, 1983. And I know Mother's Day passed this weekend, but, you know, you can always celebrate Mother's Day. They do for so much. And I went ahead and picked this one, even though it's past Mother's Day, because this week's column that you can get at renewamerica.com. I don't know if you know, but in the last few weeks, I've shifted where my columns mm-hmm. can be found. You can find them now at renewamerica.com. And I'm sitting there over the weekend to write the column, because I usually write the column over the right. weekend for the coming week. And the thing I couldn't get away from, did you hear Congressman Cori Bush testifying in Congress last week, a Missouri Democrat?
Wait a minute. What was the story?
Well, she was testing something about how prenatal care and it's racist because she was a black woman and she had two premature pregnancies and she had all these problems because the doctors wouldn't take her seriously. But when she was talking about it, she said, birthing people.
Oh, yeah, I just
she
named
said,
it.
Yeah,
oh,
where,
yeah,
where
birthing
I got
persons.
Quote. Yeah,
no,
birthing
persons.
Yeah,
because
it's like
it could be a man.
Wait a minute. She said, I am committed to doing the absolute most to protect black mothers, to protect black babies, to protect black birthing people, and to save lives.
Birthing people.
And she said, kept saying birthing people, and then later she was asked about it. Oh, well, I wanted to be inclusive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, inclusive
it's
of who?
It's pronoun crap.
If a mother, who besides a mother can give birth?
Well,
it's and I got fixated
reality.
On it. And one was I got fixated on. She says, and this is a little tangent on there, not the subject of the thing, but she said, I will do everything to protect black babies. You support Planned Parenthood, which engages in the genocide of black babies. I mean, black babies in this country are 5 times more likely to be aborted than a white baby because of Planned Parenthood. And who supports them? The Democrats. And this is a black Democrat from Missouri, a woman, a mother who has 2 children. She's talking out of both sides of her mouth.
Yeah.
But I fixated on this not just because it's so stupid and absurd, but it really is, like you said, all these things are connected.
Right.
This is part of minimizing motherhood.
Yeah.
You're just a birthing person. We're going to minimize the institution of motherhood because really we're trying to undermine the traditional family.
And it comes
That's
on the
what
heels,
leftists want.
Yes, of when Biden, they announced that the infrastructure plan would also include Head Start. Not Head Start, but they want your kids now from literally the cradle.
Right, right.
Like, so it wasn't bad enough they took them at 4 for pre-K.
No.
Now, they
Head
don't
start
even
at
want
3,
them in
now
homes.
We want them like, as soon as possible.
It's just free daycare. Then everyone hears free daycare, and they're like, you know.
That's so
really,
they can indoctrinate your children.
Again, and that's what Marxism, that's the point, is
and that's
the
where
state
all of this
is
goes.
Your mommy.
Your state is your mommy. That's why they're minimizing mothers are a birthing person. Anybody could be a birthing person. The dude over there in heels and lipstick,
it makes
he might
sound
be
like
a birthing person.
We're having litters of kittens or something.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
they're
like,
making it
it's
sound
so
like
it's, wrong.
Like
yeah.
it's this just benign biological process, right? Like, you know, the kids, they're sort of just ejected out of this generic pod. And then there's a birthing person standing by.
Yeah.
No, there's
it's
mothers
dark.
Are the bed, and that's where I go out and talk about. Mothers are the bedrock of civilization. They're the guardians of culture. They're the ones who demand manners. They're the ones who make us behave.
And I'll just say this because I am a mother. You know, Father's Day is usually the target where you get, and you've wrote pieces about, like, where are the fathers? And, like, how the absence, you know, so kind of, fathers kind of get beat up on Father's Day sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I do.
But what I would like to say, too, is that mothers are losing that mama bear instinct because of this kind of stuff.
Right.
You know
they're
what I'm
not
saying?
Taking
like,
care of they're turning their
again,
kids over.
It's not just that the fathers are failing.
The mothers are starting
to
fail.
Like,
that's
it's
why,
our job to protect.
And that's why I kind of get into it. That's why society is so coarse. That is why we have so much crime, because your mothers don't just teach you manners. They teach you morality. They teach you what is right from wrong. You know what right from wrong is.
Exactly.
And leftists don't want you to know what right. They want relativism. And it all undermines society and makes it easier to oppress, because they know that if children don't have good moral moorings, and a good foundation from a good loving family, they are ripe for the picking.
Yeah.
They can be swayed. They can be inculcated. They can be indoctrinated. And that's what all this is. Check out America Needs Mothers at RenewAmerica.com. So,
good article.
Yeah, I had to get one out there. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Hey, another big story out there that now is being overshadowed. So you got to wonder.
Well, yeah.
We went and hacked a pipeline so everybody's standing in a gas line. And then we got the Palestinians just launch rockets all over Israel. So that what got pushed out of the any kind of headlines?
The border?
The
border crisis?
Not just the border. Oh. The other one. Maricopa County.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. Whoa.
There's a big deal going out there. The Arizona Senate is trying to do a no-kidding forensic audit of Maricopa County. And they have been met with every obstacle you can imagine. Now, this week, we learned the county officials don't want to give up the passwords or refuse to give up the passwords to the voting machines and the routers.
Yeah.
And at first, they were like, you got to comply. Well, they finally came clean and they said, we don't have them.
Yeah.
You know who does?
The foreign people.
Dominion.
Yeah, I was going to say Dominion.
And when they asked Dominion, you know what they said? No.
Pound sand.
No, it said pound sand.
You can't.
So wait a minute. We're trying to do an audit to try to see if we had a fair election because we think there's irregularities, and you won't even let us look? And then guess what? The other thing the county supervisors did. That's why the Maricopa County supervisors had an emergency meeting yesterday or the day before. Why? Because you know what was revealed? They had deleted an entire database.
Oh, yeah.
A voting results database that was supposed
to. And they found the batches were not consistent.
The batches didn't match.
Yep.
Well, if they have voted, this database, these machines were subpoenaed, been subpoenaed for months. If you delete them, that's a felony.
Yeah.
That's evidence tampering. That's destroying evidence.
Well, not to whittle everything down to memes, but, you know, when the shit
they help.
It's kind of weird when you win the biggest sporting event ever by a blowout, but your first goal is to hide the scoreboard.
Right.
That's
the scoreboard.
It's just weird.
Right.
So it's kind of like.
No replay. Do not. No. Pull the plug on that screen. There will be replay on that play.
Again, like, you know.
No.
There's details galore.
Because
but
if
when
they.
You pull back.
And we said this last week. If they were confident that they actually won, why wouldn't they say, all right, you guys are tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. We're going to open these books and we're going to go line by line and we're going to go, you show me where the fraud is because there isn't any.
Yeah.
The fact that they will not let you look, they will do anything to stop you, pretty much tells you
and
there must be a massive amount of fraud.
That, and they just don't, they're not interested in restoring integrity.
Oh, no. That's
Which
what HR1
would
is about.
Say, as much as all of us are devastated that, you know, our guy's not in there. I know that, you know, 95% of the people that we'd lose. Okay. We'd be like, well, if that's really what the people.
We would. We'd be like,
we'd lick our wounds.
And say, we're coming back.
But if we really felt like that was the true reflection of the people's voice, you know, we'd deal with it.
We would deal with it. Absolutely.
But it's like once the integrity is not there, can you get it back? That's the problem here.
No. And that's the problem. So, look. And then, you know, and I guess it's also been now shown in Arizona, just like Georgia could not show chain of custody documentation for their ballots.
Yeah.
And now we're finding out in Maricopa County, they can't do the same thing. Mm. Now, according to the law, we now have two states that have the Secretary of State illegally certified the election result because he's supposed to certify chain of custody of all the ballots that they weren't tampered with. So now we know two states already illegally certified their votes, and there's probably more.
There's
and
just
I
many
think
questions. Again, and look, who were the people who made the call to stop counting?
Right.
And miraculously, all around at exactly the same time, if we had a media or somebody actually asking questions.
They go, why did you stop counting?
Questions.
And how did you all restart counting in the middle of the night after you
at
sent everybody home?
Too.
And then, and when you restarted counting, all the votes were 90%+ Biden.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
It's,
now, I think it's becoming more and more clear as we kind of knew already in November. eventually the proof would all come out and we would know what happened. And then the question is what we're going to do. I tell you, with all the other stuff going on, you need to keep your eye on Arizona. I think this is the crack in the dam, and it will come back. The Democrats will not be able to hide it. All right, we'll be back with calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, we got a couple of texts come in. Somebody says, my sister is a huge libtard, and even she thinks birthing person is dumb. There you go. Even the Democrats. And that's the point we were making. Even the Democrats are starting to come around and go, okay, guys, you're embarrassing us. I mean, that's really stupid. And James in Florida says, what is going on with that idiotic New York lawsuit against the NRA? I believe that is continuing. Oh, God, James, I heard something. The NRA lost some kind of appeal. There was some kind of appeal they made, and they lost it. And that lawsuit is continuing. And all it is the New York, the state of New York is trying to bankrupt the NRA. I mean, it's another.
It's political
oppression.
Yeah.
It's political oppression through the courts. You know, all these rogue prosecutors running around is just crazy. All right, and we got Kevin from Mobile on line one. Kevin, what do you got for us?
Hey, Pete. Always good to hear you guys. Listen, you know, with the ballots, everybody knows what's going to happen right here. This is going to be Pandora's box. And the Democrat Party is just, they're running in circles right now. They're like a rat on a wheel. They've got nowhere to go. They know what the end result's going to be. So they're just trying to do all the damage they can right now. Not damage control, just damage. But I tell you what, I put it into perspective. All of these idiot liberals that are out there that are billionaires, they want to sit there and scream, you know, this, y'all are just trying to dig up bones. But imagine if you had LeBron James, who's one of the biggest ones out there. This guy has made millions and billions of dollars, and he sponsors Coke and Sprite and everything like that. Well, the next championship game, you sit there and the announcer's going to say, you know what, Pete, we're not going to count that bucket right there. Nope, that one doesn't count either. Oh, we're not going to count that one either. Oh, my gosh, there, you lost by two, LeBron. We're sorry. Well, what are they going to say? They're going to scream up and down. No. I want you to look at that one. My foot wasn't on the line. The clock didn't say zero. No, I need those 2 points right there. You know what? If it's only in their favor, that's when it counts here.
Yep.
But the minority, the majority of minority, I call us right now, we're rising up. We're tired of this. We're not going to take this anymore right now. We're going to keep and take our country back right there because we've got to, not just for us, but for all future generations. People don't understand right now. This is not about the here and now. This is not about Donald J. Trump, our former president. This is about the future of the United States of America as a republic here. If we're going to be here or if we're going to have a hammer and sickle up there, a big red star.
Yep.
It's about that.
It's about the whole country.
Where we belong. You know, God founded this country right here with all the patriots here. Okay? So people need to understand and put it into perspective. You know, you make light of things. We got to have fun in life right here. But this is serious. We've got to take our country back. We've got to secure our borders. This is the facts here. And so we need to understand who is running and let these people know you're in check. You're in Washington. And that's the way it is.
Yeah, no, that is. It, but you, the real point you're really hitting, it's not just about one politician. It's not about President Trump. It is about our constitutional republic. They're trying to undermine, trying to dismantle that, undermine our culture, get us ripe for collapse. And it's not so much that the Chinese are going to run in here and take over. It's world government. It's trying to fold us into globalism.
And
if we're strong, we will not do it.
It's called, you know, the people that haven't read Saul Alinsky's books, Rules for Radicals, if you ask most liberals right there, you say, oh, you like Saul Alinsky? They go, who's that? You know, read Saul Alinsky's book right there.
And you will know.
The way that they were trying to destroy America. One other thing before we go. Democratic mayoral candidate, Mr. Adams, up in New York. Let me tell you what. I watched him the other night on Fox. This guy's sharp as a tack. He was a former police officer. I really hope that guy gets in. Even though he's a Democrat, this man right here's got some good...
Oh, wait. Is that the guy who's like the Brooklyn Borough guy?
Yeah.
That's him.
He does seem pretty reasonable.
Him up. This guy, he's Johnny on the spot. He was a former police officer, but he's a registered Democrat. But I tell you what, We need him on the Republican side.
You know what? I heard him. He didn't sound like a Democrat.
No, he does. He's kind of like Tulsi Gabbard. It's like, why are you? Are you sure you're a Democrat?
Well, because I get it.
In the old days, we had Democrats like that.
He came out. He told him straight up, first thing that he was going to do right there, he said, crime is rampant in New York.
Yeah.
So look at his ads. Let me tell you what, that guy's sharp.
Well, good. We'll be watching him. We'll see what happens. Thought we had another caller, but they fell off. But, Kevin, thank you for listening, and thank you for the comments.
God bless. Keep our troops safe.
That's right. Keep the troops safe. All right. Let me give a quick shout-out.
Mm-hmm.
The Blue Star Salute
is this weekend
at the USS Alabama Battleship Park. There is a 5K Blue Star Salute run. And Blue Star Salute is for our troops. And it is because it's Armed Forces Day. Armed Forces Day is Saturday. So there's a 5K Blue Star Salute run starting at 7 o'clock. Just Google Blue Star Salute and you'll get the website or whatever.
There's events all day.
There's events all day. And then they're going to have helicopters land. They're going to have the Silver Wings jump team is going to jump. And then there's a 10 o'clock ceremony with speakers. We've got the Buffalo Soldiers out there. It's a great day to celebrate Armed Forces Day and see a bunch of military stuff.
Hear great bands. The battleship.
I
was just looking around today at a meeting at the battleship, and it was great to see families visiting.
Yeah.
You know, it's
and
in our backyard, and often we live here and we don't even do it. So it's important to bring your kids.
So I always say that.
Teach your children to be patriots.
Check out the Blue Star Salute this Saturday, 5K fun run at 7. And then helicopters and jump teams at 9 and a ceremony at 10. It's a bunch of fun. Go check it out. Google Blue Star Salute, and you can go out there this Saturday. We'll be out there.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun. Okay, somebody's trying to sneak a call in. Let's see. We'll sneak them in. Who do we have? We have nobody. Okay, never mind. Quick items we want to get before we go. You know, the mask thing is still the vaccine or the COVID thing is still, you still got to wear, or the CDC came out and said, okay, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask in your bedroom. It's like,
it's ridiculous.
I mean, they're just, they said inside. I said bedroom to be funny, but they said not inside. And that's all just stupid. But the thing I want to point out is another news item broke. The Chinese military discussed weaponizing coronavirus 5 years ago, before this outbreak, when Fauci was sending money to the Wuhan Institute.
Yeah.
You folks... This was a weaponized virus. Okay, the Chinese made it. Did they release it on purpose, on accident? That I don't know. But the evidence and the circumstance and everything else and common sense is just telling you this was not a bat and some lizard in a wet mat in a wet market in a remote part of China getting cozy.
Right.
Okay, that's not what it was. And then the other thing I want to get out there: Iowa and Tennessee have dropped enhanced employment benefits, and Alabama will do the same in June.
Oh, good.
Because, folks, everywhere is hiring. We need people to go to work.
And
too many people are saying, I'm getting a check.
Like, you're getting a good deal, and you still are in that camp, and you think you're getting free money.
Yeah.
A, it's your money anyway.
Yes.
And B, any money you may have squirreled away for yourself is going to be worth less because of this money.
Right.
So they're really robbing you twice.
They're robbing you
dress. And then handing it back to you and saying that it's a gift.
No.
So anytime we need to encourage, and also people, watch your state representatives. We still have a chance for SB 267, which will prevent vaccine passports in the state of Alabama.
So it's still out there?
You need to call your representative.
SB 267.
So that's table.
They got one day. They got Monday to do it.
And that's another thing. Like, why are our state legislatures, like, everything ends? But, again, we still have a little bit of time. They need to get this at the first of the agenda.
At the first of the agenda. Yep. So call them about SB
267. Yeah, watch your reps.
Whatever.
It's 267.
267. We don't want vaccine passports because, folks, they're doing that stuff.
And look,
they're
going to
make it where you
Alabama,
can't go in a store without a vaccine passport or whatever.
It rivals, like, what they have in New York. It's really bad. For us to be a red state,
it's crazy
how bad it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Still got to go get that guy in Dothan. What's wrong with that guy? All right. Hey, don't forget the Blue Star Salute this Saturday. 5K run at 7. Ceremonies, all events all the way in the morning. Go out to the battleship. Honey, it's time to come home.